Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and GeoSavant. We are Jenny and the Muse. This is Jenny. Anyway, the Muse is somewhere else, probably getting drunk. I don't know. He's somewhere. Anyway, we manage the following artists and or bands. We have Fallen Fury, who is our guest today, of course. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. We have SoCal Wreckers, Don Marlowe, High Priestess, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, which is a Jane's Addiction tribute band, Aussie Train, which is an Aussie tribute band from the Randy Rhoads era. We have Mortis, the Devil's Reject, Mortis Doll Dancers featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. We also have Cleaver, Side Effect, Burn the Hello? Hey, sorry, my internet sucks. It cut out. My bad. We want to give a quick shout out to our friends from our bars and venues that we deal with. We have Petey Portillo from Petey's Place in Tarzana. We have Mark Cordova and Angie from the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. Greg Beer from the Universal Bar and Grill, and Nick Folco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. Today we are with an amazing guest. We have our band Fallen Fury today, so very excited about that.
Hey!
Hell yeah. What do you guys got going on right now?
Not too much right now, just trying to work the COVID thing. And that's about it. It's starting to get warm over here. And we have our friend Steve from Van Adams to Ashes in California. So he's jamming out here kind of the heat. Amy, of course.
Hey, Amy's here. How's it going?
It's the Bowmans. All right. So you're going to play some songs for us today?
We're going to play a couple of covers, things that hopefully maybe you guys know, but we'll see. Here we go.
All right, go for it.
Thank you.
You like that? Remember that? Remember that one?
Good stuff. That's a good song. Good song.
Good time, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, so we don't have anything going in Los Angeles right now. Is that everybody staying safe? Is everyone doing good over there?
Oh, yeah. Just a lot of stuff going on. New job shift and, you know, moving out of our room into an RV. My son moved back to Maine on Wednesday. Yeah, a lot of changes happening all at once, you know. But they're going to be for the good. They're going to be for the good. I got 5 days at my security job now, so I'm happy. And I got a 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift Monday through Friday. It's called let's get our concert on.
That's it. Right. That's right.
As soon as we go back, man, I'm hitting that shit hard. I'm going to have Friday and Saturday nights off so we can do some real concerts. Gonna have nights off so I can do my thing. It's gonna be great. Telling you.
Hey, we wanted to introduce you to Steve. Can you put me real quick?
What's up, Steve? Right? How's it going, Steve? Thanks for driving the 3 hours, dude.
It's no worries. No worries. I'm glad to be here.
We appreciate you.
Greg's at home with the family, staying healthy and well. But
what's up, Greg? We miss you with you and your mohawk.
we miss Greg. Steve's from Fresno, and Greg's in a band called Athens Ashes. So
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good. You guys ever get a chance?
We could, have him on the show and stuff, play some of the concerts, whatnot.
Yeah, Steve just started playing drums 2 weeks ago.
Nice. We're gonna start branching out. We're gonna start branching out up that way and down into like Orange County, San Diego County, you know, down that way. We're gonna start branching up into Kern County, Ventura County, and like up your way here this year. This year, once we get, you know, stuff gets back to normal. I just booked our first concert back at the Universal Bar and Grill. That's going to be August 22nd, if it all goes well. So we're starting to book concerts again. Hopefully it will work out that way.
You ready to hear another song?
Hell yes, always.
All right, we're going to give you one here. This is called... Something. What's it called, Amy?
The only one?
The only one.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah.
I know.
All right. Go for it. Woo!
I got dreams on the roof.
All right, good stuff. I haven't heard that in forever.
Well, my favorite artist for sure forever, for a long time.
That's old school. I love that. Good
stuff.
Yeah,
we wanted to do some different songs this time. The last couple times we've been on your show, we played our own heavy metal stuff and our hard rock stuff. And,
right.
We just wanted to show that we can do something a little bit more.
Does that mean you're going to do covers at the Universal Bar and Grill for me?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's
is you like practicing all that? Because you can do... be a tribute and or cover band at my UBG concerts?
I don't know.
Oh, sure, why not? It's another way to get your stuff out there. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, so we just wanted to do a couple of things that we normally don't do. Everyone who's familiar with Fallen Fury knows that we do metal, hard rock, and we kind of try to keep it in that vein. But we also like other kinds of music, you know, like any musician, our taste kind of evolved. And, I know Amy grew up with like Southern gospel and country music. And then I was into like Santana growing up with that stuff and the Beatles and, you know, whatnot. And then Steve likes Britney Spears, apparently. And
all right, Britney Spears, woo!
He likes 98 Degrees, too. You guys remember that way back in the day, some boy band action? So, yeah, you know, we kind of like it all. Maybe a little bit of Creed here and there. So, no, I'm joking.
Hey, Creed is a good band. Creed is amazing.
They're awesome. So you've been over here, we are in beautiful Royal Canyon here at our house.
57 degrees, a little overcast.
57.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Beach weather.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. I think it's like 103 where Steve lives.
Oh, dang.
What's the temperature over there?
Right now, let's see, what do we got going on? Hold on, 72, hold on. Yeah, it's 72 degrees right now in Los Angeles. No, 66, my bad. It's, what the fuck is it? 66. Yeah, 66
degrees. Are you guys all wearing masks? Because I know we got a little mask over here.
Oh, yeah, people are supposed to, but you'd be surprised the idiots who walk up into McDonald's. Like, I'm sure tomorrow morning when I go to my shift at McDonald's at 4 a.m., some idiot's going to walk up in there without a mask. It happens every time. I'm like, dude, you need to be wearing a mask. It says right on the door, the sign says, must be wearing a mask when you enter this restaurant. And the idiots still don't. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
That's crazy.
All this going on, you know what I mean? Donald Trump's going to be doing rallies in Oklahoma or some shit.
Yeah. Well, I think I got to wash my cat today, so I won't be able to.
Truly stupid.
I would agree.
And I watch, if you watch, 75% of those motherfuckers probably won't be wearing masks.
You're not.
They're
like, we don't have to. We're entitled. We're good.
Exactly. I'm entitled.
Natural selection. They just bring each other out.
Hey, isn't that great? And then he doesn't want people to vote from home, so all those fuckers that get sick at his rally will turn around and won't be able to vote because they'll be sick at home and can't cast a home ballot. I'm going to be laughing.
You can read the news for the day. Six people out of his camp tested positive for the corona.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Six people.
Six.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like you said, natural selection. They're going to select themselves right the fuck off the earth. Yay! Stupid people!
Yeah. Hey, so we're gonna play another song for you guys. You wanna hear another one?
Hopefully. Hell yeah, it. Always. Go for it.
What do we got? Okay. Here we go.
Jack FM.
Oh, yeah.
Jack FM.
What's the outlook on concerts? What are they saying for LA, for California? What are the updates?
There's no official word yet because I checked with the Universal Bar and Grill, and I also checked with Petey's Place. Petey said she won't know for sure until possibly after July 4th when they can actually, like, start doing them again. Because Mayor Garcetti hasn't given an official word yet. He said bars could reopen, but he didn't say anything about whether or not we could actually do performances yet. So we're waiting to hear on that one. And I did book a date at the Universal Bar and Grill for August 22nd. But, you know, we're still waiting for Garcetti to give us the word to start actually doing stuff again.
Yeah, I know that's a big thing everywhere. So being able to do that, and it sounds like most of the places up even northern and central California, they're still waiting too. So yeah, just kind of sucks.
I'd like to find a place. I saw a couple places up, like one was in San Bernardino and one was, I think, more over towards your way or something. They were doing concerts outside and people had to be socially distant still, like they still had to stand kind of away from each other and they still had to wear masks and stuff like that. But they were out, like, outdoors, so maybe I've been looking into that possibility as well, if we can do it. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff going on,
and
I'm just not familiar with San Luis yet, so.
Yeah.
That might be something to look at. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even know if what they're doing is technically legal, you know, or if it's allowed, but some of these places are still doing it, so I don't know. I'm checking into the other options. But hopefully we'll be back up and running here in a month or so. After July 4th, I'm going to check back with PD's place, see if she, you know, if she can do anything yet. And I'm going to keep checking with Rainbow Bar and Grill and with the Five Star downtown. So, and then we're looking to acquire new venues this year, whenever the hell this shit gets back up and running. I'm looking at some other venues for us to start doing stuff at as well. In different counties and different areas, so you know, try to get.
Yeah, I know. And talk about Ventura County and Santa Barbara County for you guys.
Yeah, that's what I want to start going up that way, up the coast, and then go over like more toward like San Bernardino, out Riverside County, out that way, and then down into Orange and San Diego County. So we're trying to hit the whole like southern half of the state. From like your area kind of down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
eventually we'll go more north like San Francisco and whatever else up that way. But for now we're trying to focus mostly on like Southern California.
Hey, how is the Muse doing? We missed him. How's he been?
The Muse is probably going to be here any minute. He's going to. He wants to go party at the Motel 6 over by LAX, which is like a block from where I work at the McDonald's.
Motel
6? Joy got a room and he wants us to go party after I'm done the interview. So, and then I got to work at 4 a.m. at McDonald's, so I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's only a four-hour shift, and now I have the weekends off. From my security job, so.
You're gonna be tired?
Yeah.
You're gonna be super tired tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing okay over here. Everybody's still working and just being careful. We're right
to see.
I think we're gonna start recording some new tracks towards the end of July. Hopefully, our computer's ready and, you know. Hopefully everyone stays healthy so we can start doing that, and we can get you some new music. Super excited to get that out to you guys. Our hard rock and heavy metal stuff.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys are all still working and that everything's good up there.
Yeah, but you guys are always welcome up here whenever you want. We got room.
Well, now we have more freedom, I guess. I mean, we could go up there.
Yeah, for sure. You could do a broadcast from the beach.
Yeah, we're going to be after, well, we're renting an RV right now. It's only $450 a month, so we're going to be saving money. And now with my son back in Maine, we'll be saving money.
Yeah.
We'll be able to put more money into the business, you know what I'm saying? And then we want to buy our own RV, and then we can just drive up there and hang out and stuff.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Well, we still got the car, obviously. So.
Of course. Yeah,
you
need a car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we got one more song for you.
What now?
We got one more song for you. You want to hear it?
Go for it. Hey, hell yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go. Another non-metal one.
Okay, sweet.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. The lighter side of Fallen Fury.
Yeah, the very lighter side.
The very lighter
side. We were kind of dabbling with some country music too, but we're not ready for that.
Oh, you know what?
We might even get country.
Never know.
Hey, I'm looking to put together some country concerts over the next year or so, you know, so, you know, maybe you could play at those.
Yeah, well, you know, really hope that Amy can sing so many different genres, so I think that that's a big part of it. She can pull off a lot of different styles.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve can play, you know, Britney Spears like nobody's business.
Nobody.
Nice.
All about that pop.
And then Greg, you know, Greg and that mohawk, you know, that gives them the power.
I love Greg. I love Time Out. They're a great band.
Yeah, Time Out is a good band.
They really have a lot of I can see them going far. I wouldn't mind managing them also, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it could be something. Never know.
I see them actually going somewhere, you know, like you and them and like certain bands that I have.
Wow.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Great. I'm working on getting you guys some endorsement deals, you know, like product stuff, you know, like, you know, stuff, equipment and stuff like that, like sponsorships or whatever you want to call that, you know. I'm trying to work on that, and then also some.
Ibanez. I like Ibanez.
All right, I'm gonna look into all those too. I'm trying to get all that going with different equipment, things like that. So we at least get some kind of endorsement deal, something, you know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Are you like shaking your tail?
I'm about to start
back at school at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood. So
okay.
I'm working towards that degree in music business entrepreneur. And hopefully through that I'm gonna be getting an internship at a big company. And so let's cross our fingers. It's like somewhere like Live Nation or some other big fucker like that. And then I could get hired by them and take everything even bigger. So these are things I'm working towards.
For sure. It's so much more than just selling tickets.
Yeah, I'm learning contract law and all that stuff. International. I'll be learning international stuff too, so like if I want to take bands on tour overseas, shit like that, I'll be learning all that. So
yeah, we had talked about some of that before all this happened.
Oh yeah, I'm not giving up on my pursuits or my dreams just because this stupid nonsense happened. I mean, I'm sorry that all those people passed away and that, you know, people lost loved ones and all this horrible stuff has happened all over the world, you know, and the whole George Floyd thing and just like everything that's been crazy over the last few months, you know, I'm very optimistic that things are going to pull through and be better than ever. You know what I mean? It's just, we got to be patient until this all, you know, comes back around. So.
Well, you know, it's change, and, you know, like any kind of change, it's uncomfortable at first. And,
oh,
you know,
good. Well, I think this will be for the good. I think this will be, you know, it's a wake-up call for us, you know what I mean?
Well, sure. Yeah, we've gone through changes. We've had bad things. We've had other sicknesses and illnesses. This will turn into something that we've overcome. I feel pretty confident. It's just going to, you know, this doesn't tickle right now. Does not tickle. But we'll get past it. I totally agree.
Most people. I'm a positive, forward-thinking person. I always try to be positive and optimistic and never let anything get you down. Keep on trucking. Don't, you know, I don't understand why. I understand, like, you know, I'm bipolar. I have depressive shit, too. But you can't let that defeat you or keep you in bed. You know what I'm saying? you got to push forward, especially when you're a business owner. You know, you need to keep pressing forward and evolving and making things better and growing bigger. Because if you you're going to stagnate and die, just like anything, like any organism, anything. You know, you got to have change to facilitate the growth, basically.
Well, yeah, I think that's how some of the best inventions have come along, you know, just from necessity and then having to overdash it and come. And here we are doing podcasts and live streams, and you know, as opposed to playing out. But, you know, you evolve and you learn how to do something different. But, yeah, totally. You have to look where the positives are, you know,
yeah.
And look for hope.
I mean, we have other options. We have other options, you know what I mean? There's Instagram, television. You got YouTube, you've got Facebook Live, Facebook Watch. There's like all these things now, Zoom, Skype. There's so many ways that we can still stay connected and still play and still, you know what I mean? There are ways to do this. I mean, we could even set it up to where people could pay to watch your videos, you know, like we do live stream concerts and people could pay tickets through PayPal or Venmo or whatever. There are ways around this now that we, you know, some of the bigger companies like Golden Voice, Live Nation, Niederlander Events, stuff like that, they're doing this on a bigger scale. Like they're putting big concerts together. Even the WWE and AEW wrestling, they don't have crowds. You know, they don't have people sitting in the audience, but they still have, like, they're still putting on events and still wrestling and still doing things. So it's just a matter of finding a way around it. That's all.
Totally. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing the right thing. Everybody's doing the right thing. We got to.
Or else there won't be any television or concerts or movies or anything if we don't push forward as a human race. We won't have anything.
Yeah, we evolve all the time. So
you have one of our every creature, every entity, business, person, whatever. We all have to go through changes. We all have to go through goods and bads in order to evolve into a better version of ourselves.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hayward, did you guys participate in the protest over there for Mr. Floyd?
Oh, I didn't personally, just because there's millions of fucking people here in LA. It was so big. But I protested online. I signed a petition. I posted the videos. I did whatever I could, you know, outside of being at the actual rallies or protests. You know, we endorsed everything and supported everything and spread the word. Spread all the videos, and, you know, we tried to, I do non-violent protesting. I don't believe that violence is going to solve anything. And
I think it's,
and looting is just unnecessary. I didn't agree with any of that. I agree with the protests, yes. Protest online, protest in person, protest, that's fine. But all that other nonsense was just above and beyond what they needed to do. That's just, to me, that's a lot of looting and rioting is about selfishness and self-gain. You're just in it because you want to get a brand new television from Walmart, okay? So you bust down the doors of the Walmart and you go in and you get your television and a bunch of other shit. Okay, well, that's for selfish gain. That's not really trying to honor the memory of that poor man who died at the hands of those police officers. You're not doing any service to that man or his family by acting a fool like that. You know what I'm saying? I do believe in protesting and speaking out and saying, this isn't right. Justice must be had, and we need to solve this problem. But if we're just doing all that extra nonsense, where is that really getting us? That's not honoring that man's memory. You know what I'm saying? And I'm ashamed there's white motherfuckers up in there doing it too. There are white people up in there fucking looting and rioting and causing craziness too. And I'm ashamed of my people for that shit.
Me too.
I'm just embarrassed the fact that anybody did that nonsense, but especially white motherfuckers. Like, really? I thought you were above that. That must be some trailer park shit, because I don't know where the fuck that came from.
It's probably not a
dog. Trailer parks, goddammit. I'm just a higher educated trailer park fucker. That's all.
Well, why don't we totally support, you know, everything that has happened with the reforms that are going out there. I think most metalheads, even though, you know, we like heavy stuff, we're still for social justice. And we stand with you, all of us. Right, Steve?
Right, Steve!
Yes. Well, I think we're getting done on time to go. What do you say, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to play one more song before we head out? Whatever you want to do.
That's all we had.
That's fine.
That's all we had.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, we're in our time limit kind of sort of anyway for LA Talk Radio. So
you know what?
Wrap this
up. You know what? We could do one more. We'll do a Johnny Cash song for you. You ready?
Go for it.
There you go.
Hell yeah, Johnny Cash. Woo! All right.
So, hopefully we will be doing a little something with Kel Stewart in San Diego for next month. And then,
nice.
Like I said, we're going to finish up some recordings
in July.
And and hopefully maybe August, September, things might before things get better. So,
I'll let you know as soon as I find out about concerts, like the Five Star Bar and with Rainbow Bar and Grill or whatever, and then we'll set something up.
How's old DJ Will holding up these days?
Who?
DJ Will from the Rainbow.
Oh, I have not heard anything about DJ Will in a little while. I haven't even heard from Nick in a little while, so his birthday was yesterday, I believe, or today, one of the others, so Nick Folco, so shout out and happy birthday to Nick Folco from Rainbow Bar and Grill. Hopefully, I'm going to hit him up here in the next day or two, see what's going on, see if he's heard anything, and hopefully we'll go from there. So,
right on.
Hoping
right on.
Some of this stuff going on very soon. All right, well, I guess we're at our time limit.
Yeah.
As Ronan at the LA Talk Radio would say, it's time to go. All right, Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Check us out, Jenny and the Muse. And check us out, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio, syndicated all over the fucking place. Check out Fallen Fury. They got Facebook, Instagram, probably Twitter, all that. Go check, just type Fallen Fury on Google. Trust and believe, they're the only ones there. So check them out, check out all their stuff, and check out their music especially. And we will be talking to them in the studio very soon once we can get everything back going on. LA Talk Radio is back up and running, so we can start doing live interviews in the station again. So we can get that set up for you guys so hopefully and sometime soon and do that. All right, well, we've been talking to Paul Fury from San Luis Obispo up in the northern, north from here at least in L.A., this is Jay and the Muse. We're signing out. Peace out. LA Talk Radio rules. See you next time. Bye.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.